Tucson remains a city with many secrets, but at least one ancient secret has recently been uncovered, literally. Archaeologists on Tucson's northwest side are working on a dig at a point where different water sources come together. They're hoping to reconstruct some ancient irrigation canals that were discovered there. These canals may be some of the oldest ever found in North America. We'll hear more next from Christopher Conover.
In the shadow of a sewage treatment plant on Tucson's northwest side, archaeologists are quietly scraping away the layers of earth to map a canal system used to irrigate crops. And their best estimate, according to Jim Vint with Desert Archaeologists, is the first canals were dug around 1250 BC.
Rather than seeing irrigation develop over time with the introduction of maize agriculture, at least in this area, it seems that the irrigation technology was already well developed at the same time that, people were first investing a lot of time and effort in agriculture.
The site, which sprawls for acres, was occupied for hundreds of years, and so far the scientists have found what they believe are three generations of canals, according to researcher Fred Niles, who's walking through a trench that is about 8 feet deep.
We have a number of canals that are exposed all in the same trench, so we can see how they lie in relation to one another.
The landscape is dry now, so one of the first questions for the casual visitor is, where did the water in the canals come from?
Well, at the time the people lived here and farmed this site, there was permanent water in the Santa Cruz River. And this site is located just below the confluence of Rito Creek and the Cañada del Oro. Those tributary streams delivered groundwater to the Santa Cruz. And combined with that, it made this being one of the places in the valley where if there was permanent flow anyplace, it would have occurred here. And based on the organisms that we find in the canals, it appears that they had water in the canals for a period of 6 to 8 months a year.
But this is more than just a handful of canals channeling water off the Santa Cruz. Niles says what archaeologists are finding is an irrigation system.
Their system was very evolved. Once they got the water to the field areas, they had small canals that delivered water to a series of bordered fields. They had a little bank around them, and they're about 15 feet on a side, roughly. They would run the water into each field and fill it up, then continue it on down. And any excess water that's left over is delivered to the next canal lower in the system. So they're making the absolute most, hydrologically speaking, of the water they have. They're conserving water and taking advantage of every drop that they can.
And the return canals that Niles talks about are something that really wouldn't work north of here in the Phoenix Basin. There, the water supply was the Salt River, which simply is too salty.
We were more fortunate here in the sense that both prehistorically and today, the water here has relative to the Salt River, a low salt content, particularly the deleterious salts that really hurt crop production.
The crops grown here were mostly maize, the precursor to what we now know as corn. And based on the system, scientists are wondering whether or not the site was a permanent settlement, something generally not found for that time period, according to Jim Vint.
In this area, there's probably a half dozen other sites that date to this time period and later. And there is variation you see in sites in terms of degrees of sedentism. And there is an ongoing debate about whether or not these sites, this site in particular, were truly year-round habitations. You can make an argument that they were seasonally maintained and farmed, and then part of the year it was left largely uninhabited.
And that raises some of the stakes on this dig.
For the American Southwest, this is among the earliest evidence of maize agriculture based on irrigation. This is probably unique in North America. It's certainly among the earliest irrigation-based farming in the Americas.
The archaeologists now are preparing to dig deeper, hoping to find out even more about the people who lived here. They're expecting to wrap up their work before the end of the summer. For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Christopher Conover.